Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to each and every one of you. Welcome to the Monday night Avon Motivational Radio Show. And each week we have guest speakers who are either Avon representatives themselves or their regional managers or sales managers or district managers. We even have coaches on the call, anything to help you take your Avon business to the next level. So today we have a little change in plans. Carolyn will not be able to join us, and perhaps we'll get her on another time. But what I want you to do, I'm going to give you a few minutes to do this, is to grab a piece of paper and a pen, because I have a lot of information to give you. I'll be calling those, giving you a lot of websites to go to. There'll be some very helpful tips for you. So I'm going to take a few minutes, allow everybody the opportunity to grab a piece of piece of paper as well as a pen or a pencil, and then we'll start the call in a second. Okay. Everybody's grabbing their piece of paper and pen. And let me suggest that when we do have the call, you should really have a piece of paper or a pen by the phone or by the computer, however you're listening to the show. This way you can, you know, you can take notes. Okay, so now that we have our notes in front of us, we're going to begin. And let me get my notes in front of me. For some reason, my computer closed. Today, we're going to talk about our online business, because a lot of us are, you know, wondering how can we take our business to the next level. And one way to do that is by really attacking our online business. So the first thing, and some of these things are things I may be repeated, but still it's this valuable information that's worth repeating. Okay, so the first thing you need to do is to set up an Avon email. Create an email which reflects your Avon business. For example, it could read thelipsticklady@gmail.com. It could be blushinglady@gmail.com. Notice that I did not use the word Avon in the email, because you have to go back to your Avon compliance section and read that and see what you can and cannot use. But certainly you can use something like thelipsticklady@gmail.com. And then once you've done that, once you set up an email, I would strongly, really strongly suggest using gmail.com. That's number one. Number two, if you don't mind spending a little bit of money, wait a minute, just a second. If you don't mind spending a little bit of money, it may behoove you to buy your own email address. So, for example, I have my own email address, which is called pat@patmcdowell.com. So my email is, that's my email address. And so I can actually redirect my own email to whatever email provider that I have, and then once if for some reason I decide not to keep like an AOL or Gmail or whatever, I can always change that where my email is being directed to another account. So I can take Pat McDowell, which is currently being forwarded to my Gmail account. If I decide to leave Gmail, I can take that same email address and forward it to a Yahoo or Opt Online or whatever. So, you know, if you have a little bit of money, you can do that. But if not, certainly you can go with thelipsticklady@gmail.com. Now, the reason why I like gmail.com is because there's so much you can do with that service. So once you set up your email, one of the things I want you to do on your left-hand side of the page, and I'm assuming we're doing Gmail, you will see at the bottom on the left-hand side, facing the screen on the bottom, you'll see where you could create folders. And I would strongly suggest start by creating your folders. Your one folder should say district manager. One folder should say Avon. And one folder should say upline or downline. Should be another, could be another folder. And the reason why you want to do that, because this helps you in the very beginning to keep your emails organized, so that when you're looking for something that your district manager has sent you, say, for example, an event, you know that you have saved that item, whether you read it or not, but it's been saved in your district manager folder. If you have information that has been sent to you by your upline, then you will send that information to your upline folder. If you get emails that are coming from Avon directly, you will put those emails in that folder. That's where you will save them. If you have a downline and your downline sends you correspondence, you can send that to your downline folder. And if you're in leadership, you may even want to have a prospect. These are the emails that you get from Avon saying that somebody would like to become an Avon representative. That's where you will save those folders. This way, when you won't have like 300 emails that you have to thumb through, shift through to try to find information. So if you have them in folders, it's nice and neat. You can read them at your leisure. You know where they are. It's easy to put your hands on it. So that's the first thing you want to do. You want to really get in the habit of saving your emails in the appropriate folders. For those people who are extremely busy, believe me, this little tip here will save you a lot of time. Now, we talked about Gmail. There's quite a few features that Gmail has that you may want to take advantage of, and this is why I promote Gmail. One, Gmail has what is called a Google Voice phone. So when you go into Gmail and you go up to the tab and it says More, you click down on that, and you can see that Gmail has one of the features in its settings is a voice phone. And what will happen then, you fill out the information, your information, and then at the end it will give you your own phone number. And it usually gives you the same number with your area code. Actually, you can select your area code. And so if you're 914, you'll get 914 number with a number. And then that number is then rerouted to the designated phone which you have put in. So if you decide, for God forbid, no longer want to do your Avon business, or you get somebody who's crazy or whatever, you can always change the number because they don't have your real number. So you may wish to set up a Google Voice phone. That's one thing that I like about the Google Mail. The next thing Google has is called Google Calendar. And this is where I put all of my Avon events. I have several Google accounts. And so all my Avon events go under my Avon email account. And so this is where I know if I'm having a district meeting, or I have to meet with a client, or if I'm going prospecting, or I'm bending. This type of information goes in my Avon calendar and the Google calendar. And what's nice about it, then you have on your cell phone, particularly those who have smartphones, you can sync your smartphone to your Google account. And then what will happen is that all your information with your calendar information will come up as an alert to remind you that you have an event. That's really, really cool. So you have your calendar now on your phone, but you also have that calendar on your computer. The next thing you want to get in the habit is, putting all your contacts in your Google address book. So when you look on, you go on your Google .com, and you log into your account, you see that there's an address book. And I was, on the left hand side, you have a choice of email, or you click that button, a drop-down button, and then you have a choice of contacts. Start putting all your contacts in your Google address book. And then what will happen is that will sync into your cell phone under your Avon account. And then you may wish to, once you put your addresses in your account, you may wish to also create labels, just like you did create labels for your folder. For your email, you would like to also create folders for your address book, and those folders may be a little different. You may have a folder for your Avon customers. You may have a folder for your Avon downline. You may have a folder for your A-line, your Avon upline. This way you can send mass emails, and you can send mass text messages from your phone. And also you can send mass emails from your computer. The next thing you want to do, so you've already created your group, you have your downline, you have your customers, and you may want to add prospects as well. The next thing that Google has, and this is somewhat new, it's called Google Plus. Google Plus, and it's the Google logo, the G, in a red box with a plus sign. And that's basically Google's social media. And so it's creating its own little community. And just like in Facebook, you could put your banner and you could have your photo and, you can like friends and follow people just like you can do in Facebook. So that's Google Plus. So those are all the great features that you have with Google Plus. The next thing I want you to do is to set up an email blast account. And there's several of them. For those who get my email blast, you see what I send out to you every Monday through Constant Contact. But there is actually a fee for Constant Contact. It used to be free, but now when you have to, there's a little fee. But there's another mail marketing service called MailChimp. MailChimp, MailChimp.com. And if you have less than 2,000 subscribers, if you have less than 2,000 names in your database, you can send up to 12,000 emails per month absolutely free. So that's MailChimp. And you can make cute little emails like you see those who are on my downline. You see I send you newsletters, I send you information in reference to this call. All this is done through an email marketing program, again, like a MailChimp. And then what you will do, you will place all your contacts into your address book in your mail marketing program. And again, you want to make different folders. You want to have a folder for your networking. You want to have a folder for your customers. You want to have a folder for your downline, and this way you can just send a mass email to those appropriate categories. Okay, the next thing you want to do, you want to start vending if you haven't done so already, or even if you're stopping people in the street. However you're collecting names, you want to take those names and you want to place them into your database. And your database, again, is your email marketing, whether it is MailChimp or Constant Contact or whatever you use. That's what you want to do first. Secondly, what you want to do, you want to make sure you put them in your email address book for your Avon.com, your back office. I also put, like, all my prospects and all of my downline and my district managers. I make sure all the information is also in my phone. But if you do, I have Google, so I make sure that stuff is synced onto my phone. So if I'm out in the street, I need to contact someone, I can do that just by clicking a button on my phone. When you've been with people and you put them in your database, you want to make sure that you contact these individuals within 24 hours. You know, make some kind of contact, whether it's you're making a phone call to them or you're sending out an email blast. But make sure, you know, you make contact with these individuals within 24 hours of meeting the person. when you put them, let me just make the suggestion. When you place it in your database for your Avon.com, you know, just kind of let them know that they will be getting daily emails, because they may be offended by that. And the reason why you want to put them in your Avon.com and mail, and your mail marketing program, because if they opt out of your Avon email, you will still have them in your, you can still communicate with them in your email marketing, whether it's MailChimp or it's Constant Contact. Now that you have everybody neatly in folders, in your database, in your email, what you now want to do is start creating newsletters. I send out a newsletter every month, and to help me remember, I send it out the first of the month. So in the beginning of the month, I create an email newsletter for the people in my downline, and I give them helpful information. A lot of times I share information that I got from Avon, a lot of stuff from the What's New book, and I also would provide them with tips and some selling tips and some helpful information. So I would send that out to my downline. For my customers' base, what I would do, if you're sending an email newsletter for your customers, one of the things you want to make sure you have on your on every email is your contact information, which includes your name, your telephone number, your email address, and, of course, your website in which they can purchase. Then you want to, in your newsletter, you may want to include the deal of the day. You may want to include a beauty tip. And if you go to Google, go to your search engine on the Internet and put in beauty tip or skincare tips, you'll be surprised. You can find a lot of little tips that you can share with your clients in your newsletter, and make sure you give credit to where you get this information from. The next thing you want to do, if you're vending, especially in the summer months, and you're doing a street fair here, or a church is having a flea market, and you're participating, you know, you want to include that in your email newsletter somewhere. You want to say, you know, come visit me at booth number 42 at the Columbus Circle on 59th Street. You know, whatever it is. You know, you want to make sure you include that. This way, people who may want to come and get something or order something from you, you know, they may reach out to you and say, you know, can you bring me that lipstick? You know, I'll come by your booth because I'm going to be in the area. So you never know. So make sure, you know, you let people know where you're going to be that particular month. And if you could also brag. You know, if you made unit leader, or if you made AUL, if you advanced, or you know, you made great sales, you made top 100, you know, your customers like to hear that. So, you know, you may want to include that also in your email as well. Another thing I do in my email, I always send greetings out in my newsletter for the month. So, for example, this month was Women's History Month, so I congratulated, and you know, Women's History Month. Last one was Black History. I congratulated people with Black History, as well as Valentine's Day. I also recognize Easter in this particular newsletter as well. So you want to recognize the holidays. That's always a nice touch. And what I can't speak for MailChimp, but for Constant Contact, there's also the thing in which template you have selected, you can also include and manipulate a coupon at the bottom. And the last thing you want to have somewhere in your newsletter, you want to have a call to action. Buy now or call today. First 10 people will get $5 off of their order, whatever it is you have. But you want to, you, people need to be told what to do, because otherwise they'll read your email and they won't know if they just delete it. You want to have a call to action, and the action is you want them to buy. And you want them to buy today. So that's one of the things. The next thing you want to do, and this may sound like a lot, but just all this is going to be tied in. Your newsletter is going to tie everything in. You want to do a social media. You really, if you haven't done so, you should set up your own page, your business page for for your business. So, like, for example, on Facebook, you can have, you know, Mary's Avon store. You can do the same thing on Twitter and LinkedIn, whatever you want to do. And you want to encourage your friends to like your page. And particularly when you get new people on your list and you send them a, an email blast, you want to say, you know, it's great meeting you. I really appreciate if you go to my social media page, Facebook, whatever, and like my page. And then what you want to do, you want to communicate people on in your social media. And if you Google and find out how often that your experts say that you should post, they say you should post every day. You should post something every day. So you want to get in the habit of always posting something on the social media. But it should be something that will provide people with helpful information. It should not always be a sell, sell, sell. So you when you go back to your newsletter and you look at the tip of the day, you may want to take one or two lines from your newsletter and add it into your post for your social media. That's what I do. So my newsletter becomes my template for my social media for the week or the month. And then you may also want to post in your social media, you know, up-and-coming specials. What's, you know, the special of the day, the deal of the day, whatever it is you want to provide them. Or you may want to provide in your social media information on a new product. Another great thing to keep people coming back, have a beauty quiz. Did you know it's better to use a lip balm as opposed to lipstick, whatever. You know, I'm just making that up. You know, so things that people kind of can guess, keep them guessing, keep them coming back so they can find out the answer. Find out the answer tomorrow. I mean, you can have the answer tomorrow posted. Now, you said, how can I do all the social media with the Facebook, the Twitter, this and that and the other? A great program to download is called Hootsuite. It's Hootsuite. Again, I'll say it again. It's Hootsuite. Hootsuite. And Hootsuite is a social media management system. So with Hootsuite, you can plan your posts. If you say Monday, the only day you have to do is Sunday. Well, you can actually schedule your posting for the week, and it will send it out accordingly. It will keep you up to date to new posting that you receive, new conversation. This program is actually free. You can download the app on your computer. On your cell phone. You can download the program on you can log in on your computer. You can download it on your cell phone. It's free, and you get 5 social profiles. You get team members. You get basic analysis report, and you also get messaging scheduling and unlimited apps. And you get 2 RSS/Atom feeds. So this is a great program. There is upgrades you can pay for $9.99, and then there's even a higher level. But for those who are really, you know, to get your feet wet with it, try the free program. And it's a social media management system. You can time out your tweets or your posting for Facebook, et cetera. And it's called Hootsuite. Okay, so the next thing we're going to talk about is let me see, apps. The next thing you want to do, you want to keep up with the various apps. I find that, for example, Evernote is a very great app to use. As you know, Avon has an app. Mark has an app. So, you know, always go into your app store, I would say at least twice a month, and just kind of like browse around, because you'll be surprised among the many apps that are out there that can help you, help make your business run very smoothly. So, you know, look for that. There's even apps to scan business cards. So, you know, really look through the app again. The other thing you want to do is you want to start, you want to set up a blog. And for those people who don't have a website, who don't wish to pay, you know, spend the tech expense to pay for hosting or to pay for a domain name, a blog is the next best thing, because with the blog you can decorate to your liking, to suit your needs, and in your blog you can again post things, beauty tips. You can also provide people with quizzes again, contests. You can post your photos. Of course, you know, I meant to mention that even with your Facebook or your social media, if you're out doing something special, whether you're doing Relay for Life or if you're vending, you know, share those in your social media, and certainly share those on your posting for your blog. And let me also say, and I failed to mention this, with your newsletter, with your posting on your social media as well as your blog, always include your website, because you want to start driving your website high in the search. Okay, so one of the blogs which I would suggest to you is either Trumbull, T-U-M-B-L-R, or WordPress. Those are two great blogs. And what I would do, and this is what I do, I take my newsletter, and I take certain aspects of my newsletter, and I put it in my blog, and I blog once a week. So you see how my newsletter is working. I use my newsletter to feed into my posting on my social media. I use the parts of my newsletter to put into my blog. So I'm not constantly trying to write all every day. I'm doing this one thing, and I'm feeding it into other venues. Okay, because the next thing you want to do, and the last thing we're going to talk about, is the widgets. You know, you go to youravon.com, and under the Web Office tab, you know, you'll see towards the bottom various widgets. And, you know, this is a good way to create excitement about the Avon products onto your social media. So, you know, you want to go in there, read up on that, see how that is done, and start, you know, posting those. You may want to do that maybe every Monday. You want to post one of the widgets, different widgets onto the website. So it's up to you. You know, you still got your schedule, and then make it work. But, you know, this is one way to grow your online business. Okay, so I think that's all that I have. And with 2 minutes to spare, for those people who have not done so already, you know that this week is the week that we place our Avon orders. So, you know, make it happen and start gearing up for the next campaign, because the next campaign that we submit our orders is Double Dollars. So for those people who are trying to go to the next level, you know, try to sell as much as you can in the campaign 7, because that is Double Dollars. Okay, everyone, so again, thank you for listening to the call, and I look forward to seeing you. And for those people who are in the District 2091, you know, we have a district meeting on Wednesday at Rye at 6:30. Okay, everyone, so have a fantastic week, and make it happen. Good night, everyone.